Good evening, everyone. I feel extremely scattered tonight, so you'll have to bear with me. I don't. If you make sense out of anything, well, it didn't come from me. So, first of all, well, I'd like to talk about time this evening. Time, something that, like, just in a sense, we can't wrap our mind around. Something that seems like God actually created just for this earth, if you think about it. Time wasn't before now, and time never will be after he comes back for us. And at least not that we know of. And I don't know if there's really any relevance to that, but I found it interesting that time seems like it was created for this earth and just for now. Time, we only have this little piece. And I don't know, it was hard for me to wrap my mind around that, and say we live an extra long life of 100 years, the tiny little bit of eternity that is, and yet how all of eternity hangs on that little piece. Whether that's 20 years, 40, 80, or 100, it doesn't really make the difference. The point is either way, it's this big. And all of eternity hangs on that little piece. And I don't know, that just like was very interesting for me to think of. I like to do something just a little bit different. Well, that clock doesn't have a second hand, does it? Is there a timer back there? So why don't you set one? We'll go for exactly 60 seconds. And I just thought, if we could just sit and just think, just for a little bit, for 60 seconds, about time, about what we do with our time, about what should we be doing with our time, and how we use our time, how it's going to affect us in the future, how it has affected us in the past. You have that timer ready? I thought the clock had a second hand. I was counting on that. I forgot it didn't. Okay, we'll start the minute right now. Just think about how you're using your time. Thank you. Interesting thought. I don't know if anybody thought of this. Hit me a while back, and I wrote it down, and I just came across it again. You know, everyone in this room is 1 minute closer to eternity than you were before we started that timer. Simple thing we all know. It's not rocket science, but that was a little bit of a like what? Like, really? Like, I took it to the level of, like, first of all, we only got a little bit of spare time. I mean, you think about it. We work. We have to do that. We don't have an option, so we work. And that takes up majority of our time. We sleep. That's kind of optionless, too. We have to do that. And, I mean, we don't spend a ton of time eating, but, I mean, I enjoy it when I do and when we eat. And that's about makes up most of our time. But we still got a little bit of spare time. And we already have a small piece. But what are we doing with that small piece? I don't know. I was really convicted of, as I was just looking into this, of this habit here, just doing the scrolling. How many, I mean, maybe I'm the only guy, and I mean, I'll admit, I don't always do the greatest with staying off of that. But going back to the thought of you're 1 minute closer to eternity, and it just hit me, like, I sit there, and 1 minute goes by, and 2 minutes, and then 10 minutes, and then 20 minutes. It's just the thought of 20 minutes. Okay, even if it's 20 minutes. And to be honest with you, probably more of us hit the more throughout the whole day, our side of extra time that we didn't need to. I mean, maybe not everybody, but I found myself there for sure. An hour a day, sure, it's not much. That's 7 hours a week. That's 28 hours a month. That's close to 200 hours in a year that we just blew. Pointless, completely wasted. And what's our goal? What are we really here for? What are we focused on? I mean, is that blown time? Is that okay? Are we okay with the thought of just seeing, you know, I mean, we have a little bit of spare time. I'm not working right now. I don't need to go to bed yet. Is it okay with me to think that I've got spare time? It's mine to use how I want to. Maybe it's not scrolling. Maybe it's just pointless. I don't know. For younger children, maybe you're reading a pointless book, you know, like just something with no value. It's just simple things. I may not always be scrolling, and I don't mean to make the picture of we have to every chance we get we have to be reading the Bible and on our knees praying. And I mean, I believe in that, but I also believe in enjoying life. There's a reason God created us the beauty He did. There's a reason He gave us eyes to see it. You know, I don't mean to paint the picture that we have to always be, you know, reading our Bible forever. You know, like I think there's value in that, but there's also value in just enjoying life, enjoying family. I just like do little things in this life take deep root. Do little things take deep root in the way I spend my time? Am I wasting it on little pointless things? I wasn't sure how to do this. Maybe I'll just visualize it. I was trying to think of a timeline of some sort of how to do it. I was thinking of generations that we have even in this church. And I don't know who the oldest guy in here is, but okay, I'm just a young buck. I'm 20 years old. But I remember when I turned 16 like yesterday. And you guys are all saying you don't know nothing yet. You're just 20. I get that. I believe you. but I know some. I know a little piece of it. And it's been more and more real to me, the fact that it just goes. And it hit me the other day that somebody said, I was talking to somebody, he's probably around 50, and he told me, well, it keeps going faster. You guys all tell me that. And the thing that I thought was interesting is I thought, the last year just went. And the next year is going to go the same way, except for probably a little faster, and then the next one. You know, I've only probably got about 60 of those left. And one just went by a little bit ago, and it was fast. There was no extra time. I don't know, just it hit me like we our time is so little. And I had the thought of this little baby. He seems like, actually, this made me think of it. We always give Dad a hard time. He's kind of stiff and unbendable, and we like to laugh that when he was a baby, he probably laid there like a board. You know, probably couldn't even cuddle him. But no, in reality, one day my dad was a cuddly little baby. One day I was too. One day Alva was, one day Paul was. You see what I'm saying? Now they're grown men. They've got grandchildren. They've got grandchildren that will have grandchildren soon. You know what I'm saying? We'll have children soon. The time just keeps going, and we see the generations here just in our own church. There was one thing that really hit me. We were at an auction the other day, and I was standing at the top of the stairs getting ready to go down a pretty long flight of stairs, and this old guy coming up toward me, I don't know, he's probably... He looked like he could have been 80. And he was doing the three steps at a time. And then he'd look up, make sure he wasn't running into nobody. And he'd look down to another three steps. And I was getting ready just to whiz down the stairs past him. And it hit me. It was not long ago. I could have asked him to prove it. But he'll tell you it wasn't long ago. He whizzed down the stairs past the 80-year-old guy coming up toward him. And it won't be long. And there will be a 20-year-old guy whiz past me while I creep up the steps. Thank you. Just the reality of the fact that we're here for this little bit, and it all is hanging here. I'd like to go to Ephesians 5, verse 14. I read a couple verses there. Very common scripture of redeeming the time. Starting in verse 14 of Ephesians 5. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Let's get started on this journey, he's saying. See then, now we're started. Walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. This picture came to me a little bit. a lot of us are a lot of you are contractors, and you guys go out, you guys all know when you're seeing a bad contractor, and he went out there to the job with 10 guys behind him, and he did a little bit of work, and the rest of the guys all watched him. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't, I mean, we'd be slow to call him a fool, but he wasn't very smart with his time. I mean, he was pretty unwise with it, and I had to think, redeeming the time. We all have a goal. We put a focus. We put priority on these 10 hours we got today. We got to build this pole barn. We got to put this concrete down. We've only got 10 hours. It's going to get dark soon. We got somewhere to be. We wisely use that piece of time. Verse 17, wherefore, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is, and be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. There's more we could go through. I'll stop there. Different things it gives us to do. One thing I thought was interesting is to give thanks always for everything. there's a really wise way to use our time. And I'll admit, I sometimes use mine complaining on things instead of being thankful for it. For the things we have. I'd like to go to maybe 1 Corinthians 3. There's just a couple verses there. You don't have to turn there if you don't want to. 1 Corinthians 3, 12 to 15. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so is by fire. I'm not going to go into what all it means exactly, but my point, what I was looking at is, what am I building with my time? Is it a hastily constructed haystack that I burrowed a tunnel into? Is that what I'm living in? Or am I taking time? Am I putting that foundation down? The foundation is there. What am I building on top of the foundation, I should say? Am I taking time and making sure it's square when I start? Put quality materials in it. Or do I go to Menards and find a splintery 2x4 to put in it? I'd like to read the song. I'll just read it. It's a song. Song number 952, I think it is. It always really spoke to me. Muse, O my soul, set thy heart now to ponder thy narrow span of time. Look to thy end. Let eternity yonder speak to thee in thy prime. There's a lot of us in our prime. I mean, I would say I'm in my prime, and I want to do that in my life. Let eternity look ahead and see eternity, and let it speak to my life today. Wake from thy sleep. Lo, far spent is the night. Truly, the day is now at hand. Cast off the darkness. Be armored with light. Give all thy heart to understand. See then, my soul, that ye walk circumspectly. Let not the fool hold sway. Buy up the time. Judge the moment correctly. Shun well the evil day. Be not unwise. Know the will of the Lord. Filled with the Spirit ceaselessly. Speak forth in song all the indwelling word, and in thy heart make melody. Time will not linger. Refuse all delusion. Few are thy days at best. Act lest thy aims all be brought to confusion. Quickly pursue thy quest. God thy devotion alone doth deserve. Yield to his kingdom all thy days. He from destruction thy works will preserve, and crown with glory all thy ways. If we really give him our time, he will preserve our works. I'd like to read Psalm 90 yet. Couple verses in there. I'm not sure exactly how much. Just to show, all I like about this passage is it shows just really who we are as men. It lays out from the front to the back, like we're just here for a little piece of time, and God controls so much of our life, and yet we have these little decisions that we can make that determine our destiny forever and ever. Verse 1, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction and sayest, return ye children of men. For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night, just a short little time. Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as asleep. In the morning they are like grass which groweth up. We're little children. We're growing up. In the morning it flourisheth. When we reach 20, we're in our prime, groweth up. In the evening it's cut down and withereth. We just have this little piece, and then we're in the grave. For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. To think of that tale that is told, it made me think of, I mean, I think people my age probably relate to it more. We hear dad talk about so-and-so. He died now. We know this little piece about. It may have been your next-door neighbor, and yet it's a little story. That's all you know about him. But just a little tale that's told, and then we're gone. The days of our years are 70 years and 10, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is there strength, labor, and sorrow. We live for 70 years, maybe 80 if we're extra strong, but yet it's a painful living in a sense. Verse 12, so teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. If we truly learn to number each day and to realize that our time is short, our hearts will be applied to wisdom, I think. And like I said, I don't want to paint a dark, gloomy picture of life here. I think it's for us to enjoy. And I'd also like for us to realize, because I'm 20 and will be 40 and will be 80 soon, it's not a bad thing. I mean, like, all glory to God. We can look forward to what's ahead of us. I got this picture the other day. This picture of this old man. He's 85 years old. He's lived a long life. He's lived a life of hard things. And yet he's been victorious. He's failed, sure he has regrets, but he's looking forward to that place ahead. And I got this picture of heaven open for this old pilgrim, and he's walking. Maybe he has some tear stains on his face. But he's determined to reach that goal ahead. And I think we all know about the tough times in life. It's not a walk in the park. And yet, I just got this picture of his a smile come across his face. He sees Jesus. Standing there with open arms. Come. Well done, thou good and faithful one. Now to think the glory isn't the fact that I missed hell. The glory isn't the fact that I got to heaven and I get to see all these beautiful things. The glory of being with Jesus every day. I get to go sit at his feet. There's no more pain. There's no more challenge of will I make it through today without failing. But the presence of God is there for us each time. We can run and sit at Jesus' feet all day, every day. That's all I have. God bless.